Everybody shut up.
Christopher with Unhooking Yourself from the Matrix on the 16th of August. I just want to welcome everyone to the show, and we got quite a few callers today, so that's quite interesting. Anyway, I'm going to go over the sponsor part of the show. This week's show is sponsored in part by the Financial Independence Project, dedicated to offering you quality business and personal financial coaching in a program to help you eliminate tens of thousands in interest to banks and creditors and become mortgage and debt-free in 5 to 12 years without significantly impacting your lifestyle. For listeners of this show, a complimentary 15 minutes financial coaching and strategy session is available by calling Eric on 941-713-9307 or email at moneycoachnow@gmail.com. Just let him know you heard about the Financial Independence Project on today's show. So that's for that. Okay, now a couple of things about last week. I need to apologize for the heavy breathing that was throughout the majority of the show last week. I was actually using a different system, and I didn't realize that it was happening. I had to have Jerry call in on my home number, which had been diverted to the Block Talk Radio call-in number, because he can't call conference services. He's been basically banned by his telephone company from doing that. That's how powerful his information is. And so I had to use my phone, I had to use my iPad to call in, and Jerry couldn't hear me properly, so I was right up against it, and I didn't realize I was breathing right down into the microphone through my nose. So I'm very sorry about that, folks, because I listened to my show and I thought, oh, God, this is not good. But I would have liked to have had some of the listeners on the Skype room let me know, but no one did. So anyway, I'm going to go over the nuggets of gold for last week. Declaration of Independence and Articles of Confederation are a total fraud on the people. The Revolutionary War was a fraud. From the very beginning, America used the Geneva Bible, not the King James Version of the Bible. The war was to do with imposing the King James Version of the Bible on the American people. The Geneva Bible gave people the idea that they had duties and responsibilities to the Father in heaven, whereas the King James Version was written to say that all rights flow from the King. The colonies were corporations. Mammon is any form of man's government. The U.S. was made into a different corporation in 1871. It was another corporation before that. It was discovered that different parts of the country had different copies of the U.S. Constitutions, or the U.S. Constitution as singular. Everything in America is based on fraud. And that, by the way, is thanks to all the bloody lawyers that were involved, or the Masons. You can grow and use tobacco to keep bugs out in your garden and crops. In the Treaty of Paris of 1783, all lands and property revert back to the British. By saying you receive mail, you put yourself under the jurisdiction of the government. Mail is armored, military jurisdiction. Zip code equals federal jurisdiction. By using rectangular brackets around your zip code, you are adding your zip code with emphasis. Now, just on that last point, the truth of that is provable by the fact that both times I put Jerry's address on two different forums, I was banned. On the first forum I put it on, which was the Redemption by Method forum, I used to belong to that, I put up Jerry's 8-line address. At the time it was 8 lines, now it's 7. And I was promptly put on moderation. So when I then reiterated the information, I was completely banned. And then I went to Sovereign Warriors, and the first post I put up was to do with having to go at someone that was using square brackets. So I put Jerry's address up again, and I was banned within 20 minutes. So that's the power of what Jerry has to offer. Everything that I've done with him, and I've actually promoted it on various forums, it's taken off immediately so that they don't want you to know about it. Now, that says something about the forums. The Redemption by Method forum is run by an ex-CIA guy called Ralph Fisher. With the Sovereign Warriors, that's a Mexican-looking guy going by the name of Jaro, or J-A-R-O. I call him Jaro. So they're both probably government agents, and they're sucking people into these forums to, first of all, log who they are, and then provide disinformation to them. RBM had about 4,000 members by the time I left, and Sovereign Warriors, I don't know how many they had, but that's a pretty big forum. Anyway, one other thing. There is a whole bunch of references today I've got about 3/4 of an inch of paper in front of me here. And the references are going to be used quite extensively today. Now, you may have seen some of this stuff in previous shows and previous pages on the forum. The forum is matrixfiles.com. You hit the forum link and you go to the radio show info at the top. And for today's show, it'll be the 16th of August. And we have here, we've got the antisocial personality, the same, the Neanderthals and Semites PDF. Then we've got the tone scale, and I've actually got the images on the website this time, so that you haven't to click through to a link. Then we've got the Hubbard chart of human evaluation. Now, I've got a few things there. There's the actual image itself, and then you've got science of survival chart PDF, which is the same one as the big thing that you see. And then you've got the science of survival of the book, because the chart and the book go hand in hand. Then you've got some very unusual information, which I'll go over when I get to that. But it's these PDFs. One is Revolt in the Stars. And I give the technical dictionary, again, the Dynetics technical dictionary, because it has a word in there which I'll be actually going over. And then you've got Captain Bill Robertson, Sector Operating Bulletin number 19. Markham, the final handling, sector operations bulletin number 1, and I put them in this particular order because of the information in them, and we'll be going over that as well. Then you got Captain Bill Robertson, sector operating bulletin number 18, modelists and scenario makers, sector operations bulletin number 21, and latest news in sector 9, which is what this planet inhabits. Now, there is actually a diagram of this galaxy at the, which one is it now? It's SOB-19, so I'll be using that one extensively today as well. So, the theme of today is how to spot a Canaanite. Now, I emailed Elle Reese, she's on my email list when I send out all these emails for the radio show, and she asked me, well, what's a Canaanite? And I said to her, this is the seed of Cain from the Bible. And she immediately wrote back and said, in other words, a suppressive person or antisocial. And I said, exactly. So this is basically a show where you have the melding of the biblical information and the Scientology information, and it's the two go really well hand in hand. From the biblical perspective, Cain was the bad guy. It was the seed of Satan that he was. He came from. Now, in the sector operating bulletins that I mentioned that I'll be going over later on, you have a little, well, not little, you have a character running throughout the documents called Xenu. Xenu is spelled X-E-N-U, and he is the character named in the Bible as Satan. So it is actually a real individual or a real being, because I've actually had encounters with him. He is affecting my life to this day. El Reese and I have had to deal with him on my sessions with El Reese. And she deals with him nearly on a daily basis, so she knows what she's talking about. This guy is really bad news. All the crap that's going on the planet, it's a combination of him and the Markabians. Now I'll explain who the Markabians are in a minute. Well, a little further down into the show. But basically, the Markabians are beings from a different planet of this galaxy. Now, to give you kind of a heads up about that, we as individuals are made up of five elements. We have the being itself, which is in Scientology called the Satan. In the biblical terms, it's called the spirit. And that animates the body, which is the meat, our meat, you know, the meat body. So that's two components, the body, the spirit. The third is the mind. Now, the interface between the thetan or the spirit and the body is the mind. It's the switchboard. It's not the brain. The brain is an organ that functions and does various things. So the brain, it can be partially destroyed and you can still function. Now, some people will die because of the shock, but I've seen a 9-year-old child with half his brain removed from a gunshot blast. Oh, you know, it wasn't removed, it was basically blown out from his head, and he survived. And there was a picture of him without a plate, and it looked completely terrible. I mean, there was like a 90-degree angle in his head, and it was like, you know, you could see, it was like a L shape. So they put a plate in because it looked pretty awful. So his head looks like it's normal, but half his brain is gone, and he's still functioning. There was nothing that he was affected by. So if the being is strong enough, all the functions of the body can be done by half a brain. And that's not being sarcastic. It's actually the truth. So the mind is the switchboard. Then you have the material itself of the body called the phi. And then the lambda, which is the intelligences of the cells themselves. And El Reis went over that on the body intelligence part of the shows. Now, when an individual dies, it's the body that drops away and the being itself goes on and does other things. And on the reverse, you have beings that can come from other areas, other planets, and go to a hospital and pick up a baby body. So there's a lot of stuff going on in the background that is hidden. And it's what you see out there, the 3D universe, is about 20% of what's happening. So there's many things happening in the background, and one of them is that there are beings that come from other planets and pick up bodies, and they look just like you and me. And that's the way this planet is. It's actually it's a planet where beings come from other places, which are the undesirables, who are causing trouble, and they end up here. So if by being here, you have been a troublemaker somewhere else. So what has happened is that there's a planet called Markab, and there's a diagram of where it is in the sector operating bulletin number 18, which I'll be going over short, in the show. And the Markabians can be actually spotted by their actions and their activities and behavior, and I'll be going over that in a PDF after I've gone over this antisocial personality stuff. Now, this is the simplest one to go over. The antisocial personality is basically a PDF out of the book, the 2000 version, Introduction to Scientology Ethics. So I've actually extracted this, and it may be the PDF that has been corrupted that I've talked about in the past, scn-info. I'm not sure because I can't actually open up the PDF that's corrupted. So from what I remember, I think I was doing this. But anyway, we'll go over this now. What this document is a way of you being able to spot tendencies in others. And it does it in a very specific way. It shows you the antisocial personalities, but you also have to match it up with the social characteristics. Because back in the day, the Middle Ages, where you had witch hunts, they would never look at the individual and what they were doing in terms of social activities. They would always look at the bad stuff. And that's where they went off the rails. And a lot of good people were burnt at the stake. So the danger is that you look at an individual and his actions, and you don't look at the good that he's done. So this document goes over the good and the bad so that you don't get the two mixed up. Now, and here's another interesting point. If you recognize some of these tendencies in yourself, then you are definitely not antisocial, because an antisocial personality cannot afford to admit that he's wrong. And so he would actually not even see that there's anything wrong in what he's doing, and all these points that he that I'll be reading out, he will not be able to recognize those points as stuff that he himself is doing, or she. And actually, there, you know, this sort of stuff starts manifesting in a child about 5 years of age upwards, because that's when what in Scientology is called a case, that's when it starts kicking in. Between the ages of 0 and 5, the child is, if he's unvaccinated, he'd be a joy to be around, and he's going to be growing up and learning and so on. But around 5 years of age, that's when his case starts kicking in, and the stuff that he's done in the past, in his past lives, that starts to begin to act upon him. So I'll be going over this now, the antisocial personality. There are certain characteristics and mental attitudes which cause about 20% of a race to oppose violently any betterment activity or group. Such people are known to have antisocial tendencies. When the legal or political structure of a country becomes such as to favor such personalities in positions of trust, then all the civilizing organizations of the country become suppressed, and the barbarism of criminality and economic duress ensues. And you can kind of read that in the context of what's happening today in America. Crime and criminal acts are perpetrated by antisocial personalities, which, according to this, then means most of the upper echelons of government. Inmates of institutions commonly trace their state back to contact with such personalities, and that's what happened to me. I was involved in a case, and the judge got me in jail, basically, in the end, after 3 years of fighting him. Thus, in the fields of government, police activities, and mental health, to name a few, we see that it is important to be able to detect and isolate this personality type so as to protect society and individuals from the destructive consequences attendant upon letting such have free rein to injure others. As they only comprise 20% of the population, and as only 2.5% are truly dangerous, we see that with a very small amount of effort, we could considerably better the state of society. Well-known, even stellar examples of such a personality are, of course, Napoleon and Hitler, Dillinger, Pretty Boy Floyd, Christie, and other famous criminals were well-known examples of the antisocial personality. And today, to bring this up to current times, Henry Kissinger, George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr., Paul Wolfowitz, Zbigniew Brzezinski, probably the Queen, and the general of the Jesuit order. That's just a few of them. And who else would there be? Oh yeah, Benjamin Netanyahu. That's another one. So those are the, you know, the ones that I can reel off the top of my head. So I'll just continue on. But with such a cast of characters in history, we neglect the less stellar examples and do not perceive that such personalities exist in current life, very common, often undetected. When we trace the cause of a failing business, we will inevitably discover somewhere in its ranks the antisocial personality hard at work. In families which are breaking up, we commonly find one or the other of the persons involved to have such a personality. Where life has become rough and is failing, a careful review of the area by a trained observer will detect one or more such personalities at work. As there are 80% of us trying to get along and only 20% trying to prevent us, our lives would be much easier to live were we well informed as to the exact manifestations of such a personality. Thus, we could detect it and save ourselves much failure and heartbreak. It is important then to examine and list the attributes of the antisocial personality, influencing as it does the daily lives of so many. It well behooves decent people to become better informed on this subject. The attributes. The antisocial personality has the following attributes. He or she speaks only in very broad generalities. They say, everybody thinks, everybody knows. And such expressions are in continual use, particularly when imparting rumor. When asked, who is everybody, it normally turns out to be one source, and from this source, the antisocial person has manufactured what he or she pretends is the whole opinion of the whole society. This is natural to them, since to them, all society is a large hostile generality against the antisocial in particular. 2. Such a person deals mainly in bad news, critical or hostile remarks, invalidation, and general suppression. Gossip or harboring of evil tidings or rumor-mongering once described such persons. It is notable that there is no good news or complimentary remark passed on by such a person. 3. The antisocial personality alters to worsen communication when he or she relays a message or news. Good news is stopped and only bad news, often embellished, is passed along. Such a person also pretends to pass on bad news which is in actual fact invented. How about the news outlets out there, ABC, NBC, CNN? That was just my little take on that. 4. A characteristic and one of the sad things about an antisocial personality is that it does not respond to treatment or reform or psychotherapy. 5. Surrounding such a personality, we find cowed or ill associates or friends who, when not driven actually insane, are yet behaving in a crippled manner in life, failing, not succeeding. Such people make trouble for others. And I mentioned that I did a course called Potential Trouble Source. Well, this is what this is referring to. Sorry, that was the full name of the course was Potential Trouble Source / Suppressive Person Course. Or for short, it was called the PTSSB course. So when treated or educated, the near associate of the antisocial personality has no stability of gain but promptly relapses or loses his advantages of knowledge, being under the suppressive influence of the other. Physically treated, such associates commonly do not recover in the expected time but worsen and have poor convalescences. It is quite useless to treat or help or train such persons so long as they remain under the influence of the antisocial connection. The largest number of insane are insane because of such antisocial connections and do not recover easily for the same reason. Unjustly, we seldom see the antisocial personality actually in an institution. Only his friends and family are there. 6. The antisocial personality habitually selects the wrong target. If a tire is flat from driving over nails, he or she curses a companion or a non-causative source of the trouble. If the radio next door is too loud, he or she kicks the cat. If A is the obvious cause, the antisocial personality inevitably blames B, C, or D. 7. The antisocial cannot finish a cycle of action. Such becomes stranded with incomplete projects. 8. Many antisocial persons will freely confess to the most alarming crimes and forced to do so, but will have no faintest sense of responsibility for them. Their actions have little or nothing to do with their own volition. Things just happened. They have no sense of correct causation and particularly cannot feel any sense of remorse or shame thereof, therefore. 9. The antisocial personality supports only destructive groups and rages against and attacks any constructive or betterment group. Look what happened with the IRS with their auditing of the Tea Party guys. That's an antisocial organization. 10. This type of personality approves only of destructive actions and fights against constructive or helpful actions or activities. The artist in particular is often found as a magnet for persons with antisocial personalities. You see in his art something which must be destroyed and covertly, as a friend, proceed to try. 11. Helping others is an activity which drives the antisocial personality nearly berserk. Activities, however, which destroy in the name of help are closely supported. 12. The antisocial personality has a bad sense of property and conceives that the idea that anyone owns anything is a pretense made up to fool people. Nothing is ever really owned. And that takes a big swathe of the government, which is trying to say that you have no right to own anything. And they do it through legislation, like the land that you live on, the house that you live in. It's a mortgage contract which has something in there which probably will surprise you. You're a tenant, not the owner. So this type of behavior, it's permeating all levels of society. Okay, now the basic reason the antisocial personality behaves as he or she does lies in the hidden terror of others. To such a person, every other being is an enemy. An enemy to be covertly or overtly destroyed. The fixation is that survival itself depends on keeping others down or keeping people ignorant. If anyone were to promise to make others stronger or brighter, the antisocial personality suffers the utmost agony of personal danger. They reason that if they are in this much trouble with people around them weak or stupid, they would perish should anyone become strong or bright. Such a person has no trust to a point of terror. This is usually masked and unrevealed. When such a personality goes insane, the world is full of Martians or the FBI, and each person met is really a Martian or FBI agent. But the bulk of such people exhibit no outward signs of insanity. They appear quite normal. They can be very convincing. However, the list given above consists of things which such a personality cannot detect in himself or herself. This is so true that if you thought you found yourself in one of the above, you most certainly are not antisocial. Self-criticism is a luxury that the antisocial cannot afford. They must be right because they are in continual danger in their own estimation. If you proved one wrong, you might even send him or her into a severe illness. Only the sane, well-balanced person tries to correct his conduct. Relief. If you are to weed out of your past by proper search and discovery those antisocial persons you have known, and if you then disconnected, you might experience great relief. Similarly, if society were to recognize this personality type as a sick being, as they now isolate people with smallpox, both social and economic recoveries could occur. Things are not likely to get much better so long as 20% of the population is permitted to dominate and injure the lives and enterprise of the remaining 80%. As majority rule is the political manner of the day, so should majority sanity express itself in our daily lives without the interference and destruction of the socially unwell. The pity of it is they will not permit themselves to be helped and would not respond to treatment if help were attempted. An understanding and ability to recognize such personalities could bring a major change in society and our lives. The social personality. Man in his anxieties is prone to witch hunts. All one has to do is designate people wearing black caps as the villains, and one can start a slaughter of people in black caps. This characteristic makes it very easy for the antisocial personality to bring about a chaotic or dangerous environment. Man is not naturally brave or calm in his human state, and he is not necessarily villainous. Even the antisocial personality in his warped way is quite certain that he is acting for the best and commonly sees himself as the only good person around, doing all for the good of everyone. The only flaw in his reasoning is being that if one kills everyone else, none are left to be protected from the imagined evils. His conduct in his environment and toward his fellows is the only method of detecting either the antisocial or the social personalities. Their motives for self are similar. Self-preservation and survival. They simply go about achieving these in different ways. Thus, as man is naturally neither calm nor brave, anyone to some degree tends to be alert to dangerous persons, and hence with witch hunts can begin. It is therefore even more important to identify the social personality than the antisocial personality, one that avoids shooting the innocent out of mere prejudice or dislike or because of some momentary misconduct. The social personality can be defined most easily by comparison with his opposite, the antisocial personality. This differentiation is easily done, and no test should ever be constructed which isolates only the antisocial. On the same test must appear the upper as well as lower ranges of man's actions. A test that declares only antisocial personalities without also being able to identify the social personality would be itself a suppressive test. It would be like answering yes or no to the question, do you still beat your wife? Anyone who took it could be found guilty. While this mechanism might have suited the times of the Inquisition, it would not suit modern needs. As a society runs, prospers and lives solely through the efforts of social personalities, one must know them as they, not the antisocial, are the worthwhile people. These are the people who must have rights and freedom. Attention is given to the antisocial solely to protect and assist the social personalities in the society. All majority rules, civilizing intentions, and even the human race will fail unless one can identify and thwart the antisocial personalities and help and forward the social personalities in the society. For the very word society implies social conduct, and without it there is no society at all, only a barbarism with all men, good or bad, at risk. And as an aside, look what's happening in America. The bad guys are in power, and look what's happening. Excuse me. The frailty of showing how the harmful people can be known is that these then apply the characteristics to decent people to get them hunted down and eradicated. The swan song of every great civilization is the tune played by arrows, axes, or bullets used by the antisocial to slay the last decent men. Government is only dangerous when it can be employed by and for antisocial personalities. The end result is the eradication of all social personalities and the resultant collapse of Egypt, Babylon, Rome, Russia, or the West. You will note in the characteristics of the antisocial personality that intelligence is not a clue to the antisocial. They are bright or stupid or average. Thus, those who are extremely intelligent can rise to considerable, even head of state heights. Look at what Henry Kissinger did. He went to the Secretary of State, I think, in the 1970s under Richard Nixon. Importance and ability or wish to rise above others are likewise not indexes to the antisocial. When they do become important to rise, they are, however, rather visible by the broader consequences of their acts. And by the way, I forgot to mention that President George H.W. Bush also rose to the office of president, and he was an antisocial. Where was I here? When they do become important or rise, they are, however, rather visible by the broader consequences of their acts. But they are as likely to be unimportant people or hold very lowly stations and wish for nothing better. Thus, it is the 12 given characteristics alone which identify the antisocial personality, and these same 12 reversed are the sole criteria of the social personality if one wishes to be truthful about them. The identification or labeling of an antisocial personality cannot be done honestly and accurately unless one also, in the same examination of the person, reviews the positive side of his life. All persons under stress can react with momentary flashes of antisocial conduct. This does not make them antisocial personalities. The true antisocial person has a majority of antisocial characteristics. The social personality has a majority of social characteristics. Thus, one must examine the good with the bad before one can truly label the antisocial or the social. In reviewing such matters, very broad testimony and evidence are best. One or two isolated instances determine nothing. One should search all 12 social and all 12 antisocial characteristics and decide on the basis of actual evidence, not opinion. The 12 primary characteristics of the social personality are as follows. 1. The social personality is specific in relating circumstances. Joe Jones said, the Star newspaper reported, and gives sources of data where important or possible. He may use the generality of they or people, but seldom in a connection with attributing statements or opinions of an alarming nature. 2. The social personality is eager to relay good news and reluctant to relay bad. He may not even bother to pass along criticism where it doesn't matter. He is more interested in making another feel liked or wanted than disliked by others, and tends to err toward reassurance rather than toward criticism. Number three, a social personality passes communication without much alteration, and if deleting anything, tends to delete injurious matters. He does not like to hurt people's feelings. He sometimes errs in holding back bad news or orders, which seem critical or harsh. 4. Treatment reform and psychotherapy, particularly of a mild nature, work very well on the social personality. Whereas antisocial people sometimes promise to reform, they do not. Only the social personality can change or improve easily. It is often enough to point out unwanted conduct to a social personality to completely alter it for the better. Criminal codes and violent punishment are not needed to regulate such personalities. 5. The friends and associates of a social personality tend to be well, happy, and of good morale. A truly social personality quite often produces betterment in health or fortune by his mere presence on the scene. At the very least, he does not reduce existing levels of health or morale in his associates. When ill, the social personality heals or recovers in an expected manner and is found open to successful treatment. 6. The social personality tends to select correct targets for correction. He fixes the tie that is flat rather than rather than attack the windscreen. In the mechanical arts, he can therefore repair things and make them work. Number 7, cycles of action begun are ordinarily completed by the social personality if possible. 8, the social personality is ashamed of his misdeeds and reluctant to confess them. He takes responsibility for his errors. Number 9, the social personality supports constructive groups and tends to protest or resist destructive groups. 10, destructive actions are protested by the social personality. He assists constructive or helpful actions. 11. The social personality helps others and actively resists acts which harm others. 12. Property is property of someone to the social personality and its theft or misuse is prevented or frowned upon. The basic motivation. The social personality naturally operates on the basis of the greatest good. He is not hunted by imagined enemies, but he does recognize real enemies when they exist. The social personality wants to survive and wants others to survive, whereas the antisocial personality really and covertly wants others to succumb. Basically, the antisocial personality wants others to be happy and to do well, whereas the antisocial personality is very clever in making others do very badly indeed. A basic clue to the social personality is not really his successes, but his motivations. The social personality, when successful, is often a target for the antisocial, and by this reason he may fail. But his intentions included others in his success, whereas the antisocial only appreciate the doom of others. Unless we can detect the social personality and hold him safe from undue restraint and detect also the antisocial and restrain him, our society will go on suffering from insanity, criminality, and war, and man and civilization will not endure. Of all our technical skills, such differentiation ranks the highest, since failing, no other skill can continue. As the base on which it operates, civilization will not be here to continue it. Do not smash the social personality and do not fail to render powerless the antisocial in their efforts to harm the rest of us. Just because a man rises above his fellows or takes an important part does not make him an antisocial personality. Just because a man can control or dominate others does not make him an antisocial personality. It is his motives in doing so and the consequences of his acts which distinguish the antisocial from the social. Unless we realize and apply the true characteristics of the two types of personality, we will continue to live in a quandary of who our enemies are and in doing so victimize our friends. All men have committed acts of violence or omission for which they could be censured. In all mankind there is not one single perfect human being. But there are those who try to do right and those who specialize in wrong, and upon these facts and characteristics you can know them. So that was the easy part of today's show. That's the a rundown of the antisocial versus the social characteristics of an individual that you can spot. Now, I just want to mention something quite quickly. Jerry mentioned last week that it takes years of study to figure out who these people are, the Canaanites, which end up being the antisocial personality. Now, Elvin Hubbard spent most of his young life researching. So even though this is in a book, that book is the culmination of 30 or 40 years of study of the human condition. So what you have here is a codification of what he discovered in this particular instance. He himself wrote over 16.5 million words on the mind and the human potential. And so this is why the church was taken over in 1980, in the late 80s, why L. Ron Hubbard was killed, and why he was attacked throughout the mid-50s onwards. Because this information is what they don't want you to know. When you become armed, even this small, I don't even know how many pages it is here, 10 pages or thereabouts, even with this, just this one item, you can do much better in life. And if this one item can affect your life so drastically, imagine what all the other books and courses and things that he was promoting was able to, what an individual was able to do in terms of get his life turned around, spot the bad guys for what they were and warn others. So this is why Scientology has been taken out. There are now more ex-Scientologists than there are Scientologists. And avail yourself of the information. I have a website which has got a whole bunch of Scientology material. Let's see now. I'll put the link up on my page for today, but the site is matrixfiles.com/Scientology materials. Now you have S at the beginning of Scientology is capitalized, and then you have a space, and then M for materials is capitalized, so that will get you into the directory I have for the work of L. Ron Hubbard. And I've also come across another repository which I'll be kind of transferring over to my site. That's over 20 gigabytes of information, including tapes and videos. But anyway, this is one of the reasons I'm kind of continually, but kind of talking about Scientology a lot, because it does have information which can help you, you know. And this is just one item of hundreds and hundreds of things that L. Ron Hubbard wrote. Now, if you match the antisocial characteristics with the body type that I went over a couple of weeks ago, which is to do with the Neanderthal Jews, then you can start honing in on the group that is causing havoc on the planet. Now, again, you would actually apply the 12 social and 12 antisocial characteristics even to this race or being. I say race or being because they are actually a subspecies of Cro-Magnon man. Now, this site, this document I went over 2 weeks ago, and I have put it up again on my website. It's the next one in the list, in the reference list. I don't want to go over it too much, but if you want a visual clue as to the sort of people to look at or to look for, then this is a very good document to actually download and have a look at. It's got a lot of pictures about the two different types of man, or, you know, humans, men and women. And it'll give you a very good idea of what to look for physically, in terms of just being able to observe, you know. So you've got very, very, actually, this is actually a pretty amazing document. Mike Bradley was the guy who actually put this together. He wrote a book called, in 1992, called Chosen People from the Caucasus. And his website is michaelbradley.info. Now, the PDF that I have in front of me is from democratic-republicans.us/Neanderthals-and-Semites. And it's all in lowercase. I'll just give you an idea of which the who the antisocial here are. They're showing Rutger Hauer as being a social individual, you know, the Cro-Magnon man. You've got President Kennedy, Werner von Braun, who was the rocket scientist from World War II. Now, again, one would have to apply antisocial and social characteristics to these individuals, because you have two things going on here. One is the genetic aspect, which is the body type, and the other is the spiritual aspect, which is the being itself. And the being itself can inhabit a modern-looking body, Cro-Magnon man, but will do bad things, and vice versa. You can have a being that inhabits a body from this subspecies of man, which is the Neanderthals, but would be a being that wants to do good. And the proof in the pudding is that Michael Bradley himself is a Jew, a Neanderthal, and he has Neanderthal genes in him as well. But he is now exposing all this. So this is where the two match and marry. When you use them together, it can be pretty powerful. You know? Now on page, where's the information I want to look at here? I'm just kind of trying to get through this with one hand. On page 9, you have the difference in skeletal structure. Cro-Magnon man being slim, whereas the other one is kind of squat and fat. Okay, so some of these Neanderthal Jews here, Jerry Stiller, Irv Rubin, Barbara Streisand, Steve Rabinowitz, Cham Witz, who is Gene Simmons from Kiss, Israel General, Lady Gaga, Leonard Lauder, and Ron Perlman. Then you have also page 12, Yasser Arafat. Page 13, Jewish activist Samuel Utemeyer. Page 14, Scooter Libby, and also Menachem Begin. Page 15, Larry Silverstein. He is most definitely an antisocial character. And then you've got on page 16, President Obama and Henry Kissinger. I think that both of them are antisocial. Henry Kissinger most definitely. Anyway, so this document gives you the visual clues as to what to look for. And I went over that in July 28th, I think, or August the 2nd. So so this is up on the website, and I'll just finish with that now. So next one that on the list is, what do we have here? Okay, the next thing that I have is the actual tone scale. Now, here's another way of being able to spot where they are on the tone scale. Now, the tone scale is important because all these antisocial personalities inhabit the level covert hostility, which is 1.1. If you go to the website, matrixfiles.com, hit the forum link, go to the radio show info, and go to today's show, the 16th of August, you will actually see this tone scale in full on the page. Instead of having to link through to another page, it's actually right there. So these are drawings that give you a very good visual indication of what to look for in terms of what the individuals are going to be doing. Now, the actual little character, little fuzzy thing here is a guy that's shown as a backstabber. He's got a fake smile, putting his right hand to shake, and then behind with his left hand, he's got this what looks like a piece of wood with a nail in it, ready to whack you one. So that's the classic backstabber. And most, if not all, of the antisocial people inhabit that level because you're never sure what to expect from them. Now, the interesting thing is that the next chart is one that L. Ron Hubbard came up with but never used for about 3 or 4 years. And it's the Hubbard Chart of Human Evaluation. This was actually created back in the late 40s, early 50s, I think. And he didn't put much emphasis on this for 3 or 4 years. And then he began to find that there were certain people that had that were giving him trouble. And so, one day he went back to this chart that he had drawn out and discovered that what this chart was a very, very accurate representation of what people do in different, how shall I put it, in different contexts. I'm actually going to pull up the PDF so I can actually give you a few of them. Just give me a minute. Okay, here we go. All right, now, in column F, you've got the column called emotion. In overt hostility, which is 2.0, the emotion expressed is expressed resentment. Then you have in anger, the emotion expressed is anger. 1.1, unexpressed resentment, fear. And then down in apathy, you've got grief, apathy. Now, the medical range, which is actually, this is interesting. At the top, 4.0 on the Hubbard chart, which is, what would it be on the tone scale here? 4.0 is enthusiasm. This is, by the way, dealing with two different things. You've got the chronic tone level, which is constantly there, and then you've got the social veneer. You can have a very, very big gap between the two. You'll have the social veneer as that which is being presented out to the world, and the chronic is, you'll find that tone level coming out when the individual is at home or in a personal relationship environment. And it's sometimes very hard to kind of figure out what's what. But most of the time, the people that you see in public are exhibiting a social veneer. But the key is that it doesn't matter whether it's chronic or social, the characteristics will still be exhibited through their behavior. So you've got 4.0 enthusiasm. And here's the medical range for that. Near accident proof. No psychosomatic ills, nearly immune to bacteria. Now, I can attest to this because when I was up in Scotland in 86, I came down to London and took a friend's car to use for the week and parked in a bus stop. Now, I had no driving license and no insurance, and I was able to use his car, and I was given a ticket by the police for parking inside a bus stop. And 3 weeks later, I decided to go and pay the fine. And I rang up the police station because I had lost my ticket. And when I rang up, I spent about half an hour on the phone with them, I think. And they couldn't find it on the system. So this is the sort of stuff that happens when you get up to this level. Another example is of a Chinaman I remembered seeing on a show. And you could shoot the Chinaman with a shotgun or a gun. They were showing it on the video or on the actual show of him being shot, and nothing happened. It was just incredible to watch. And there was another guy like this on Roy Castle's show. Who's, you know, he's now dead. He died of cancer. But they had a guy on the show who was in his 60s and people were given a 22 caliber pistol to shoot at him, and they did, and the bullet hit his body, penetrated about half an inch, and that was it. It would just stop. Just amazing to watch that. So this is the sort of stuff that happens. When you get up to this level, you're literally indestructible. So let's go down the points here. 3.5 is at cheerfulness. So medical range is highly resistant to common infections, no colds. Now we're going to go down to 1.1. COVID hostility, endocrine and neurological illnesses. So that's the emotional band. Now there are many. Let's see now. There are over 30 bands here, by the way, or columns, I should say. If you can go along and study this. Now, I came across this chart back in 1999, and I did the potential trouble source suppressive person course, and I actually went over this, but I didn't kind of thoroughly learn it. There is actually a course specifically designed to learn this cold, this chart and the tone scale. But I haven't done that course yet. But this is a very good representation or a very good chart to use. if you're unsure about someone. For instance, you can go over to the column, which is, let's see what it's called, Sexual Behavior and Attitude Toward Children, which is column P. In the COVID hostility area, what do you have? Promiscuity, perversion, sadism, irregular practices, use of children for the sadistic purposes. How many of you have heard of the guys sacrificing children, sodomizing children, the priests up in Canada doing this, the priests in the Catholic Church doing this? Well, this is where it's at. This is where it's at. Now, you have here also in the band of anger, rape, sex as punishment, brutal treatment of children. You go up another one to 2.0, which is mild, actually it's not mild, it's antagonism. On the chart it's overt hostility, but on the actual tone scale it's antagonism. So, disgust at sex, revulsion, nagging of and nervousness about children. And at the top, this is what you have. 4.0, enthusiasm. Sexual interest high, but often sublimated to creative thought. Intense interest in children. Now, the way the politicians run things is that when they want to pass a law which is being resisted, they will always bring out the children. You know, it's the good of the children, or to save children being killed by gunfire. And these perverts, they know exactly what they're doing. I call them perverts because they are. I mean, if you look down at 1.1, promiscuity, perversion, sadism, irregular practices. This is what they do. They inhabit that tone level, and that particular. This is how they treat children, and sex. It kind of starts making a lot more sense, doesn't it, when you hear stories of priests sodomizing kids and all sorts of other things. All you have to do is just look at this chart and it'll show you everything. You've got, let's see now, another one. Handling of truth, that's another one. That's a good one. That's column T. At 4.0, enthusiasm, high concept of truth. Down at 1.1, covert hostility, ingenious and vicious perversions of truth. Covers lying artfully. Well, there's the politician for you. And government, basically, in general. So, let's see now, what's another thing I can show you? Somatic, that's to do with what happens to the body. Things that happen to the body, whether you can recall them or not. At the top, no somatics to recall, present time pain automatically resisted on receipt. At the bottom, recall of pain as such very occasional, physical pain converted to fear. One somatic represents many somatics. Visio, which is to do with what people see. At the top, you have full recall. For reception from environ, compare sonic. Sonic is to do with what you hear. Full recall, vivid, detailed reception from environment. At the bottom, for visio, you have spotty impressions, dubbin, which means that things are added that weren't there. For the sonic, very poor impressions, much dubbin, which means that words are being added. Reception from environ, interpreted as threats. So, you can look at this chart and apply it with all the other stuff that we're going to be going over today, and you'll have a very, very thorough understanding of not only how to spot people, but also individual behaviors. You can actually spot what's going on. Now, it could be that you'll find that some behaviors in this Hubbard chart of human evaluation will be higher or lower than others, and that's kind of normal. You won't have, for instance, if you go along 1.1 and go all the way along, all those boxes may not apply. It may be that some areas are higher than others and some are lower. But that's for you to discover. So that chart is also it's below the big pictorial one. I put the two up so that one you can actually have as the original, which is what I had, and the other is an Excel that's been converted to a PDF file, which I did last night. That Excel spreadsheet was already done. I just converted it to a PDF. Now, with this chart, it's very important to also get the book Science of Survival, which I've also included. That's the next reference down. And that will give you a much broader background into each column and box that inhabits each column. So if you want to make a little bit of a study of this, about a week's study, and you'll be able to kind of really have a handle on how to spot these guys. So I'll just finish up this chart. Okay, now, the next set of documents is a little bit off the wall. Now, I'm saying off the wall because this is stuff that you may not have ever come across before. The Revolt in the Stars is actually a document that was... It's a story about something that actually happened. And it was written by L. Ron Hubbard in the... I can't remember when it was actually, in the 60s or 70s. And it was meant to be kind of made into a movie, but it never got round. That never happened because there's just too much stuff in here which you may recognize for what's happening today. And Revolt in the Stars is basically a story of our history, of what happened 75 million years ago on this planet, and the individual that was responsible for it, and also how it went down. It's actually quite an interesting read because when I read it, I could take that story and put it into into today's context, and this is exactly what's happening. Not exactly to the T, but you can see that as if we continue on the way we are, especially in America, then what you see in this story is actually literally what's going to happen. And it gives a very good overview of the individual responsible, how he did things, the people that were able to save the day, so to speak, and how they did that. Now, I give that information because there's a definition that I want to provide for you, and that definition is in the clinical dictionary. Let's just bring this up. In the clinical dictionary, on page 156, you have a definition for Markab Confederacy. And it says, various planets united into a very vast civilization which has come forward up through the last 200,000 years, is formed out of the fragments of earlier civilizations. In the last 10,000 years, they have gone on with a sort of a decadent, kicked-in-the-head civilization that contains automobiles, business suits, fedora hats, telephones, spaceships. A civilization which looks almost exact duplicate, but is worse off than the current U.S. civilization. And it's got a reference there, SH Spec 291,630HC06. Now, the last few digits are actually a cassette tape reference from 1963, August the 6th. That's the cassette date. SH stands for St. Hill Special Briefing Course. So that's the SH spec. And that's the St. Hill Special Briefing Course is a very, very, very big course that if you ever get to study that, and I'll be putting a link up on that in the next few weeks, you will have an expert understanding of the human makeup and who you are, who other people are, how to deal with them, and so on. It's just an incredible course to do. But I just wanted to provide you with this definition because what we'd be talking about, and Revolt in the Stars is about the story of of this confederacy and what happened to planet Earth. So in the next bunch of PDFs, starting with the Captain Bill Robertson SOB 19, this is where you start to learn about the galactic aspect of what's going on. Now, I've made a note here to see page 4 about, you know, about spotting the Canaanites or the antisocial. So I'm just going to go to page 4 first, before we do the other stuff, to give you some more information about how to spot these guys. Okay, starting at the third paragraph. Actually, no, at the top, the Markabian Gambit, which ties in so well with what happened to the history of America. About 250 years ago, the off-planet Markabians got into the act in a big way. There had been earlier attempts by them, by authorizing secretly, without Grand Council approval, a takeover project to get control of Earth, and when it became acceptable in the galactic community, to have it annex itself to the Markabian system as the eighth major planet. And that this is like what's happening on planet Earth right now. You know, you have countries out there that annex countries, which means it takes them for itself, and then at some point in the future, it becomes acceptable to the rest of the community, international community around the world. Take a classic example, Israel. It annexed Palestine for itself in 1948, and it really is not a legitimate country, even to this day. And yet, the international community looks upon it as a country in and of its own right, you know, which isn't. So I'll just continue on here. The clandestine agent, the infamous Xenu, took the body of Adam Weishaupt, the founder of the Illuminati, a super-secret society which went about taking over other power groups by infiltration and economic coercion. The first big advance that was made was Xenu's takeover of a body in the Rothschild banking family, so that after the War of 1812, the Illuminati became very wealthy and could, in fact, control many economic lines. And I think that was the body of Mayor Amschel Rothschild. A succession of taking key power point bodies in the 20th century and expanding secret society influence has resulted in the control of the groups listed in Sector Operations Bulletin number 18. I'll be going over that in shortly. In the last 50 years, 200,000 Markabian junior executives have been clandestinely immigrated to Earth. Now, by the way, this was written in 1984. February the 20th. It's got a kind of a universal time stamp here on the front. They have taken over the bodies I'll read this paragraph again. In the last 50 years, 200,000 Markabian junior executives have been clandestinely immigrated to Earth, again without Grand Council approval, to assist Xenu and his conspirators in a planetary takeover. They have taken over bodies of the key insiders of high finance, banking, politics, industry, and the secret societies previously mentioned. Markabians are recognizable, this is where you need to listen, by their spiritual blackness and their black beam flows, also a lust for status and control and for enforcing conformity on others are typical Markabian characteristics. Markabians try to control or suppress the development of ideas which are necessary to fuel a civilization. By also tightly controlling and suppressing economics, energy sources, and food production and distribution, they regulate or attempt to the survival of business, industry, and human beings. Markabians are very good record keepers and use the control mechanisms of identity cards, secret files, computer files, and paperwork to keep full track of their subject people. Their ideal government is somewhere between the Russian overt police state and the Swedish covert police state. If you don't conform, it suddenly gets very overt. Markabians don't think like Earth people or galactic missionaries. They have no concept of loyalty, honesty, or justice, and will in fact fight viciously among themselves, out of sight of the public, of course, for control and status. Now look what's happened with the recent deaths we've had. one of the Richard Rockefeller, or was it Richard Rothschild? One of them. Anyway, he was killed. That's the most recent one I can think of. And I think one of David Rockefeller Jr. was also killed off. So there's infighting going on, which is what they talk about. Excellent examples of the attitudes and methods are given in Operations Bulletins number 12, Models and Scenarios, which I think I've also... No, I haven't put that one up, so I'll have to put that one up. Which are used to take over groups who pose a threat to them. Another typical Markovian tactic is the control of both sides and the middle, and then having the controlled media constantly assert that these are the only alternatives, thus gradually corralling all free thought and political persuasions. See the list of taken over and created groups in Sector Operations Bulletin number 18, which I'll go over next, which embraces left and right wing and center political groups. The authoritarian false datum is another Markovian mind control trick used to hide or cover their real intentions and actions. Thus, people are made to believe that they are bodies who only live one lifetime, while the Markovians plan their actions over several lifetimes and have secret procedures for switching from one body to the next, chosen for its position and influence. Now, this goes in line with what the Rothschild family have done. They have meticulously planned out how to corral the world for their own use over lifetimes, you know, generations. So this is another really good example of what they've done. An important authoritarian false datum to anyone on an economic level is the propaganda put out by Markovians that gold is just another commodity like wheat, beans or pigs, while they have been amassing huge stocks of it in their banks. Markovians know that gold is a valued currency in galactic trade and exchange, and when Earth is again free to communicate and trade with its neighbors, the Markovians will have nearly all the wealth. The Rothschilds, in this case, have a lot of the, you know, most of the world's wealth, which is why they go into places like Libya and overthrow the leader, Gaddafi. He had 170 tons of gold, I think, and it's now disappeared. So, another example. Many otherwise good, honest, and helpful people have been over the years brainwashed into the Markovian thought patterns and socially operate on the same level in terms of status and conformity, at least. Many persons in the taken over groups have no concept of what goes on at the top. It's all a secret. So that's going into page 5 of a 10-page document. Now, on page 2... you have a diagram of sect, you know, just, you know, this one. This is the galactic diagram. At the top, it looks like a disc, like a little UFO disc or a frisbee. In the middle, you have something, a little circle called central, and then you have the resultant donut split into eight. Wow, there's many different sections. Sector 9 is in the middle of that diagram. The actual numbers are not very clear, so I can't tell how many there are. But the sectors look like there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. 12 of them. So then you've got underneath that, you've got a star chart. And you can actually see the star chart is got the degrees and GHA, for instance, North Galactic Pole Galaxy, GHA 192 degrees, RA-27 degrees north. So it's telling you where to look in the sky. You've got other planets, Deneb, Polaris, Andromeda, Coppola, Regulus, Betelgeuse, Rigel, Aldebaran. Now, Aldebaran is a very famous one because it was mentioned in Star Wars. And that's, by the way, when you see a movie that you respond to, like with Star Wars, millions of people went to see that. I mean, it was the top-grossing movie of that year. The reason why people responded to it was because each of us have the memories of this information. And Aldebaran is on each of our tracks. You know, when we go back in our existence, we recognize Aldebaran as being one of the places we went to. So that's why Star Wars, and by the way, Star Wars is a very good story about how things happened at some point in the past. So it's a story completely off our track. You know, that's why people responded to it so positively. And that's why people still respond to it, because it has a tremendous amount of knowledge and truth in there. So anyway, you've got this this galactic map. So you can actually have a look at the stars if you have a telescope. And it says underneath, this pattern makes a way to coordinate and patrol the galaxy with backup assistance in adjoining sectors never too far away. In fact, by this pattern, every sector has 6 adjacent sectors, including central for coordination purposes and backup in case of need. The sector containing Sol, Earth, the solar system, Markab, and many other civilized planetary systems is Sector 9. Historical. Sector 9 history is of importance and interest to any sentient beings living in it. It helps explain why Earth has been shut off for so many millennia and only recently has become a candidate for readmission to the galactic civilizations. In fact, Earth has passed through several stages officially since being destroyed by atomic and hydrogen nuclear bombs and made radioactive 75 million years ago. And the story of how that happened is in the Revolt of the Stars PDF I mentioned earlier. The intrinsic layer, this is now page 3 of this PDF, the intrinsic layer of dust produced by the catastrophe containing radioactive decay elements is well known by geologists who find it in preserved rock strata, but who have no explanation for it other than intensive volcanic activity about 70 million years ago. Methods of use in geological dating are not as accurate as e-meters yet. E-meters are, by the way, things that Scientologists use to locate spiritual distress in an individual. And you hold electrodes, which are basically cans, which have a very, very, very minute current in them that goes through your body. And it actually registers thought. So continuing on, after the catastrophe, Earth was declared by the Galactic Confederation to be off-limits in a restricted zone. Over the millennia, official galactic agencies such as the Biological Survey, the Planetary Survey, the Galactic Survey, and other scientific and administrative organizations have observed, tested, explored, and finally seeded the planet with new life forms, which is why you find, for instance, Africa has incredible life forms that you don't find anywhere else. Most of these forms were transported from other planets in the sector with similar environments. They finally survived here on Earth as a stable flora and fauna after the radioactivity levels died down to normal and mutation was not a big problem. Now, I can go into reading the whole thing, but I don't think I've got any 23 minutes past the hour. So what I'm going to do is just going to say that there's a tremendous amount of information in this, and it'll give you a very good background as to what I'm talking about. And the fact that this whole thing about invasion of the body snatchers is just what popped into my head. That is a story that is not far-fetched. Because, again, when you think about it, when a being drops the body, you know, when a body dies, a being can go off and do whatever they want. Now, this, on the reverse, a being can come from another planet, from another solar system, take up a body exactly the same way that we do, and there you have now an alien, so to speak, inhabiting a human form. I shouldn't really say it that way because it makes it kind of scary, but it isn't. It's not scary at all. It's just the way things are. So go over this, and you will have a very thorough understanding of things. So I've given you another instance of how to spot these characters through the record keeping and suppressing ideas and so on page 4 of this document. So that's finished. Now I've got here, the next one in line is Sector Operations Bulletin number 1, and this is one page, so I'll just read to you what it says. The constraints and conformities of a Markabian society are immense. One is held in position by various administrative, economic, and police pressures. The agreements are persuasively enforced through media, peer pressure groups, ostracizing of undesirables, and a covert or overt incarceration of aggressive nonconformists and troublemakers. Justice is only related to conformity and acceptance of one's place in the extremely ordered structure. Status and positions are all important, and various secret schemes are constantly being acted to increase one's position and status completely aside from normal. But slow advancement of conformists. The favored tools for these plots are increased economic control, greater population control, and authority enhancement through being often quoted as one in the media. Control of all energy lines to enforce the rigidity of the structure is a standard operation. Food, fuel, money, and putting an individual on a must-have from the controlling Markabians for these items. Markabian planetary control and administrative structures are often become top-heavy, and all sight is lost of what is going on below, as the media only report what the rulers wish. Thus, pervasion and penetration tactics are well advised, with an overall strategy of clandestinely appearing to be just another power-hungry Markabian when taking over large segments, on a suitably hidden veer, of course. The hunger for status of a Markabian can be used to position him with the controlled operation, thus giving the appearance of conformity. An understood rule amongst Markabians is not to interfere with a power status ploy in progress, but stand by and wait to choose the winning side at a decidedly apparent outcome, leaving only those threatened to defend their positions. Honor, duty, and loyalty have no place in the Markabian moral structure as such, but are conceived actually as position, status, conformity, and control maintenance. So that's another aspect of the information I'm handing out, like an overview of the organizational governmental structures. Now, I'm just going to go back into the studio to see what's happening. Everyone's still listening. Okay. By the way, if you guys have any questions, just, you know, press one on your dial pad and I'll see it if I'm not too distracted with other things I'm doing here. So let's move on to the next one. The next one is Captain Bill Robertson, SOB 18 Modelists and Scenario Makers. Now, there was another one, which is number 12, which I'll put up later. Now, why did I put this up? Well, it's got more of an... it'll give you more of an understanding of the levels of play of the game that's going on here on planet Earth. It goes into a lot about what happened to Scientology. But it's got some names here, which is good. In the second paragraph, the precise final handling instructions, of course, did not originate in Washington, D.C. That should be Washington, D.C., but in Basel, Switzerland, from Herr J. himself. Now, Herr J. is a guy who was actually a human that was inhabited by Xenu before he was arrested. He was arrested, I think, in 1985, and this was written in 1984. They were given to his deputy for the United States, Paul Volcker, chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, and laid out at a meeting in the office of the Secretary of the Treasury, Donald Regan. Also present were top representatives of the FBI, Justice Department, and IRS. All, of course, robotically agreed to comply with the instructions from Switzerland and did so. Thus, in late September 83, the news article appeared in which the IRS gave the church 3 more years to handle its tax situation. So they were attacking Scientology in those days. And it also mentions Sector Operations Bulletin number 12, which I'll put up later today. Now, modelists and scenario makers, these are the guys who do war games. Now, you've heard about the war games, right? This is done mostly by the military. But this particular modeling and scenario incident is ongoing and is done in the Bank of International Settlements. So it talks about how to fully grasp what has been going on Earth. It is necessary to realize that life is basically a game with freedoms, barriers, and purposes. also that it is played at several levels concurrently. There are larger and larger spheres of control and influence as every OT, that means Operating Thetan, becomes aware of when expanding his viewpoint. Now, when you become more proficient and aware of life, you can progress up certain levels in the free zone, as they call it, ex-Scientology auditing. And the more aware you become and more able, then you start having certain capabilities coming back to you, you know, which you used to have, but you shut down because of what was going on, you know, the way you used them. Now, on page 2, it starts out with the list. Now, just before that, it says penetration. When one attempts to penetrate the morass of misinformation, false information, and controlled release of secret exposés and other tantalizing bits abounding on this planet, it is mandatory to be well-versed in and have no misunderstood on the data series policy letters. That's in terms of how to study this stuff and how to discover it. Otherwise, an investigator or questing spirit soon finds himself in one of the cul-de-sacs, traps set up exactly for that purpose, to dead-end any investigator. Dead-end means to bring an investigation to an end because there's no more information to be found. In brackets, there is also a standard handling for anyone who does manage to successfully penetrate the mystery, which will be covered later. And I think that's to do with murder and all that stuff, you know. Following is a partial list of dead-end cul-de-sac groups, which either have been created by the players of planetary control or have been infiltrated and taken over by them in the last 200 years. And here's the list. The Masons, the Rosicrucians, the Middle Earth Society, the Golden Dawn, the Great White Brotherhood, Mensa, which is the genius group, Transcendental Meditation, the Church of Scientology of California, Religious Technology Center, which is another offshoot of the church. It's the organization above it. The Isis Lodge, the Golden Centaurians, the Shriners, the Knights Templar of Jerusalem, the Theosophists, Anthroposophists, Seculum, Student Organization, the Church of God, Unification Church, which is the Moonies, the New Buddhism of Shoes, Brotherhood of Kona, Ishtar, Mystic Group, Troglodytes, that's a Satanic cult, Temple Order of Bahamut, the Witches Guild, the Symbolists, Abrahamin, Madir, the Order of Sufi, the Aquarians, Prior de Sion, the Bilderbergers, Rotarians, Better Business Bureau, Council of Foreign Relations, Scottish Rites Masonic Lodge, Illuminati, Illuminae, Communist Party, Red Brigades, Social Democratic Party, Socialist Party, Liberal Party, Republican Party, Labour Party, the World Council of Churches, National Council of Churches, World Federation of Mental Health, Ban the Bomb Groups, the World Bank. By the way, they left out the Democratic Party. Well, they call it the Social Democratic Party. American Medical Association, London Times, New York Times, BBC, NBC, CBS, ABC, Associated Press, United Press, Reuters, the United Nations, World Health Organization, Food and Agricultural Organization, Club of Rome, Central Intelligence Agency, Federal Bureau of Investigation, MI6, MI5, Interpol, Harvard University, London School of Economics, the Seven Sisters, which are the seven major world oil companies, the Federal Reserve Board and Banks, International Monetary Fund, Exim Bank, gee whiz, another page, Chase Manhattan, Swiss Bank Corporation, PAG, IBM, ITT, Bank of England, Central Banks of EEC countries, over 150 banks in Third World countries, Bank of International Settlements, major aerospace companies, the Royal Families of Holland, Spain, England and Sweden, Data Resources Institute, the European Parliament, Sandoz Laboratories, Flying Tiger Freight Airlines, New Economist Magazine, Omni Magazine, the Spiegel Magazine, the Stern Magazine, Penthouse Magazine, Playboy Magazine, National Enquirer, Los Angeles Times, Washington Post, US-USSR Trade and Economic Council, the Business Roundtable, Business Council, American Bankers Association, Council of Europe, Council of European Industrial Federations, Fulbright Research Foundation, World Association of World Federalists, Research Group of Public Information, Appeal of Conscience Foundation, Four Freedoms Foundation, Rho Delta Epsilon, Delta Sigma Rho, Phi Kappa Psi, Alpha Delta Phi, Phi Beta Kappa, Pilgrims, Rockefeller Foundation, Woodrow Wilson School, Council on Foundations, Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, School of International Relations at Columbia University, Council for New York University Schools of Business, Royal Economic Society, Council for Science and Society, Council on Christian Approaches to Defense and Disarmament, Council for Arms Control, Stockholm Economic Club, Scandinavian Club, International Energy Agency, Permanent Court of Arbitration, Humanists Odd Fellows, Legion d'Honneur, American Philosophical Society, Academy of Political Science, American Economic Association, American Statistical Association, American Academy of Arts and Sciences, Committee to Fight Inflation, which, by the way, American Academy of Arts and Sciences is where the Oscars come from, Committee to Fight Inflation, International Monetary Fund, American Enterprise Institute, Bureau for Economic Research, International Institute for Management and Administration, Paris Club, European Monetary Cooperation Fund, International Finance Corporation for the UN, International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, European Investment Bank, and SIBA AG. This is a partial list, by the way, so that's what they have up to that point. So you have a whole bunch of stuff here now that you can look into. So a little bit further down the page, for analyzing the planetary control game and tracing intention lines to the perpetrators, the following intentions were used as homing beacons. The intention to suppress pro-survival ideas, suppress economics and exchange, suppress truth, enforce conformity, control thought, suppress the true spiritual nature of man, prevent expansion, inhibit survival, reduce people's space and freedom, collect and use personal data for monitoring and control purposes, take over any free or other groups which pose a threat, invalidate opinion leaders not under their control, use secrecy for power, handle affairs and people with covert hostility as a policy. Tracing the above intentions to and through the organizations listed previously, anyone can find the perpetrators of planetary suppression. They operate from Basel, Switzerland, using computer models and scenarios. They keep the world in a state of fear and confusion. I'm not going to go over the rest of it because that's... I want to get over it, you know, in terms of wrapping everything up. But, you know, this is a tremendous amount of information for you to dig into, and you'll become very, very well informed about who, what, where, and why. But I will just... At the back on page 8 and 8, 9, and 10, they have some questions. I'll just go over some of these. Question 1, are the players aware that they are not bodies but immortal beings? Answer is yes. Have they been the same players operating through a series of bodies and keeping the game going for the last several hundred years? Yes. Is this one of the eternal secrets? Yes. So it goes on. A lot of information here for you guys. So Sector Operations Bulletin number 18 come to an end. You can go and read it on the metricsfiles.com website. And by the way, if you guys go to get Starbucks coffee, have a thought about if you just took one coffee and instead of paying for it, abstained and kind of supported me by giving me a coffee's worth of donations. You can go to my MatrixFilesRadio.com website, and there's a contribution button there. This work, I feel, is important, and it gives people the wherewithal of how to start handling their lives, you know. I'm just here by myself doing this stuff because I feel it's necessary, but that means I forego any regular form of income. So any help would be appreciated. If you want to send me a PayPal payment directly and you have PayPal as a payment system, you can send a PayPal payment to CAS Charlie Alpha Sierra at art4houses.com. ART, the number 4, houses.com. And you can send it as a friend for, you know, or payment to a friend, and it'll bypass all the silliness about fees and stuff. And it is very much appreciated, because I'm not in very good financial straits right now, but I hope to be handling that in the next few weeks. Anyway, continuing on with the next PDF, which is the Sector Operations Bulletin number 21. And this is to do with background as to why this is all, why this is all happening. It is basically this. It is the war for the control of men's minds. Now, men being the, you know, the race of man. And halfway down the page, it says, World War III is not being directed by persons from Earth. The beings who want your mind to be controlled, subservient, obedient, and conforming so that they rule the planet for their own purposes are not from Earth. They are Malkavians from the systems of stars near the North Star and Big Dipper with seven major planets, the senior one being named Markab. Their own planets are held in subjugation by the same weaponry and have been for millions of years. They believe it is a perfect government. The closest analogy on Earth is the police state, the Soviet Union. By the way, this was written in 1984, so that's when the Soviet Union was still around. But Markab is far more sophisticated and would appear to the unaware to be a society such as the 100% socialist society of Sweden, but with far less freedom. The worst crimes in Markabian society are to think for yourself, to freely communicate your ideas, to invent or discover things and want to prosper therefrom, rather than turn them over to the state, and to fail to conform to your place in the status-oriented hierarchy. Of course, the populations are never consulted or allowed to organize or express their own views on the way things are done by government. There is and has been and will be only one government, and those who run it have and must maintain the control over all others. Since the 1950s, World War III has produced many, many casualties, resulting in millions of Earth people who think just like the Markabians. Thus, they have been conquered and have lost any chance to help Earth become a truly free, self-determined, prosperous planet in its own right, under its own chosen forms of administration and representation. And it goes on, and that gives you another kind of another viewpoint of what's going on here. And you know what? When I read this stuff and I look at what's happening in America today, this is just like I'm reading, you know, from yesterday's news, but, you know, without the word Markab in there or the Markabians. You can substitute the word Markabians for the police or for the government or for the IMF or the World Bank or, you know, whatever. The Canadian government. You can substitute all those words for the Markabians and you have the exact same scenario, you know. Now, how to handle this stuff? Well, some very perceptive, it's got on page two, some very perceptive and thus dangerous, just near the bottom, some very perceptive and thus dangerous writers or leaders of opinion are ignored or criticized falsely and unmercifully by the controlled media and controlled government agencies. So if you find someone being really, really, really criticized or ignored, look them up. Ron Paul is a classic example. He was ignored in all the debates on TV and given token questions. That should have given people the idea that this guy had something to offer, you know? It is wise to find out what these people are doing that is so threatening and dangerous to the Markabians. You'll find it usually is that they have knowledge of the conspiracy to control the planet and mankind, or have weapons that would be very effective to counter defensively the Markabian weapons, or even to positively attack and overcome Markab in this war for the control of men's minds. Such weapons include the truth, natural health methods, exposure of lies, devices to nullify Markabian weapons, money not under Markabian control, media, press, or radio stations not under Markabian control, spiritual power, telepathy, groups with large following who love freedom, ideas that will make the freedom-loving originator rich and famous, ways to get really free of economic control and suppression, art that will uplift the people to a state of clear thinking and realization of the war or point out the traps in it, writing that makes people realize how to remain free or how to fight the Markab, refusal to conform or compromise with anything not the best for earth and mankind, any communication line, written line, or media line that freedom and truth can flow on, proposals for real freedom for individuals, proposals to investigate fully groups controlled by Markab, intentions to make Earth a safe, sane, flourishing, prospering planet, intentions to bring mankind and nature to radiant health, intentions to make Earth a free exchanging planet which determines its own destiny, intentions to help mankind to go free, intentions to convert Markabians to a free form of government, intentions to reduce governmental control, reduce tax, and give people more freedoms and less laws, intentions to speak, think, and write freely, intentions to make Earth people more spiritually powerful so that they can easily defeat Markabian intention. So what I've been trying to do is to provide you with the tools to do that. This show hopefully will have done that. If you go over all the documents with a you know, fine tooth comb and take, you know, really take time out to look at what I've been able to put together. There's a tremendous amount of information here for those who have never come across it before, so it will take time to assimilate. I understand that. And it's not easy. I mean, I've come across this over many years, and I joined Scientology in 1998, and I left in 2007. So I had, you know, I came across this over a period of time. Now I'm dumping it into 1 2-hour segment, so it's not easy. I've had to assimilate it, you know, over time. But you guys don't have that option. Well, you do, but it's all here right now, you know. Now the last this PDF is just called Latest News in Sector 9. This is just one page again. I'll just read it to you. Xena was arrested by members of the Galactic Patrol on Monday the 25th of November 1985 and exiled from Sector 9. He had been hiding out and monitoring the body of Anthony Carlyle in the Strasbourg area of France using French and Swiss passports. He had attended a Black Masonic Order summit meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, shortly before his arrest. Since the arrest of Xena, the Markabian One World plan has fractured into two major factions with a quiet third group waiting to see who comes out on top. Two major factions are the group who wants to carry out Xena's plan for One World mental enslavement and take the planet for themselves as total despotic masters separate from Markab and its other planets. These have control and monitor lines into mainly American secret societies, which Skull and Bones comes to mind, government and finance. The group who want to remain loyal to Markab and take the planet for joining it to the Markabian Confederation of Seven Planets. But it is also known that Markab itself has endorsed and accepted finally the ethics order on Xena and have eased off on the mental enslavement plans, but are still carrying out the political and financial plans. This group is based in Europe, and the control of secret societies, banking, and politics is centered in Switzerland, and Strasbourg and Brussels. It's interesting because Brussels is where the European Union sits, and Strasbourg. I think there's some sort of European court in Strasbourg, isn't there? Court of Human Rights. Evidence of the above split of... Now, it's got here a spelling error. I'm not sure what the word is meant to be, but I'll just read it as I've got it here. Evidence of the above split of thund guilty as charged. It must be and found guilty as charged and sentenced to the last few months in the stories concerning conflicts over banking, economic, and political matters in New Zealand, France, England, Spain, Denmark, America, South America, Sweden, Germany, Italy, and Africa, Middle East, and Latin and South American countries. These stories, which you can read in your papers, seem puzzling, as if something is not being said or a motive being concealed. Just look for the apparently insane and crazy actions and statements. These are all evidences of a major battle going on behind the scenes by the two factions for control of your planet. There are Markabians of the wait-and-see type and other think-alikes among the Earth hierarchy who are even considering a third alternative. They want to either take over or come to terms with the new civilization game and free zone decree. Now is the time to get busy with your own civilization, political parties, and free zone planet activity so that Earth is in control of her own destiny and is being cared for by her own loyal people. Don't let the dropout Markabians and think-alikes beat you to the punch by putting up their own ideas of a new civilization. The game is for you, the freedom-loving people of Earth, to play and win. The right time is now. So there you have it. That's the reason why I read that, because it's got another overview of what's happening. And it's really up to, what it's saying really is that it's up to us. It's up to us for us to get ourselves in this planet sorted out. We don't or cannot wait for aliens from UFOs or aliens from other planets, because there is a quarantine on this planet. The other races are not allowed to interfere, although some have. But when you hear about people like Cobra on the internet saying that the galactic forces are, you know, standing by, and that's a bunch of bullshit, basically. Each of us is connected to, in some way, who are listening in, the Galactic Patrol. Otherwise, you wouldn't be on this call. You just have to now start rekindling that connection consciously, because you do have, by listening to these shows, you are part of the team. This is why you've been drawn to these shows in the first place, because you have an aspect that is important to the well-being of the planet. So if you've kind of stayed with the show today all the way through, then see how you can start assimilating this information and starting to look at your life and see what you're doing, and start extracting yourself from the workaday world in such a way that you can flourish and prosper in other ways, you know. I mentioned to, I think it was Dexter, I asked him a question now specifically to do with this point that I'm just talking about. Is there a need for auditors? And he said, yes, most definitely. So right now I do know that auditors earn minimum $90 an hour. Elris, she charges anything from $150 to $250 an hour, and she does, I mean, she's, you know, run off her feet. So there's a whole new world awaiting for you if you want to take up the time to start learning a new vocation, which is being an auditor. On, you know, you can start learning how to do that. I mean, I have all the information on a particular website. It's thematrixfiles.com/Scientology materials. page, where a lot of the information is now available for people for free. So I will be adding a lot more to the information so that people can find this stuff easily, because right now that data that I have is all it's vast, and it's kind of not very well catalogued. But I've discovered, a depository of information on the internet, which I'll be uploading to my site over the coming weeks, which will make it much easier to get a hold of this information and start learning for yourself. If anyone is interested in learning how to become an auditor and earn a very good income, get in touch with me through the forum, the Skype room, which is Unhooking Yourself from the Matrix. Or my Skype ID. Actually, I'm going to ask. I've got Clarity on the line. I just want to ask you a question, Clarity, and you can just answer by pressing one. If one is yes, and if you don't press one, then it's no. Can I give your Skype ID out to people? Because mine has my last name in it. For a way of getting into the Skype room. I'm just waiting for her to see if she'll put up her hand. And while I'm doing that, it's 1:54. Yes, okay. Clarity has put her hand up and said yes. Okay, so her Skype ID is I Am Clarity. If you get on Skype and find go to the search box and look up I Am Clarity. You'll get her, and then ask her to put you into the Unhooking Yourself from the Matrix Skype room, and she'll do that for you. And thank you very much, Clarity, for your assistance. Thank you very much for that. And by the way, Clarity also helps me with promoting the show. So that's one other thing I wanted to talk about. If you find this information really good, pass it on to your friends, and don't try and think for them. Just pass it on as a item of interest that you think that they'll have, or that they'll get something out of. Send the link matrixfiles.com/forum and point them to the radio show info, and on that page, if they click on the radio show info, they'll be able to see all the different radio shows that I've done over the last 2 or 3, 4 months of it. It's 6 months I think it's been now. And I've redone the titles for the shows to make it very easy for people to hone in on what they want to listen to. So please do that, because this information is needing to go out. You see what's happening in America now. You've got police killing babies, for fuck's sake. Excuse my French. I mean, that, by the way, really upset me. And I had a friend of mine send me a video about that a few days ago, and it completely caved me in, you know. It took until last night talking with Clarity about this stuff to get me out of it, you know. And it's only going to get worse unless you and your people, your friends in your family, start confronting what is going on. When I say confront, it's not in a negative way. I'm just saying confront in a positive way, and accept that, you know, there's stuff happening which needs to be handled. You don't have to go out there and actually physically, you know, go to protest and all that stuff. It's just getting yourself educated, arming yourself with knowledge. The stuff that I've given you today, how to spot a Canaanite, which is how to spot also a antisocial, is valuable. It is so valuable, and it will prevent you from caving in when things like this are going on. Even though I've known about this stuff, it still affects me. Why? Because I pick up things, you know. The baby who died, by the way, this was a video of a couple of police officers accosting a woman who was breastfeeding her child at a bus stop. And the police, in the end, manhandled her to the degree that the baby fell out of the mother's arms and fell onto the concrete pavement. She was taken away without being able to pick the baby up, and the baby died when it was taken to hospital by someone else, because it fell 4 feet from the mother's arms and onto hard surface, and I think the skull was broken. So when I read about it, I picked up what the baby went through, and I was absolutely terrified and died in tremendous pain, you know, and confusion. And that's one of the worst ways to go, and it's something that I'm still having to deal with anyway. Not as bad as it was 2 or 3 days ago when I came across this. So thank you, Clarity, for your time on this early this morning. Anyway, it's time for me to wrap up. So please make this information available to yourselves and to your people. Okay, just get it out there. And I'll be also jumping in on the show tonight, the NWI show, on the 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock segment. Oh, Blog Talk Radio, I can't remember the full URL, but it's the show that starts at 12 midnight and goes to 2 a.m. And I've been asked to come on and talk about what I'm doing. So do the best you can, and don't get too overwhelmed like I've been. And thank you very, very much for listening in today. And contribute what you can, okay? Take care of yourselves, people, and I'll speak to you next week. Okay, bye.